capacity?
Right.
No, we didn't.
Not even.
Not at the water plant.
Just to see if this was, well, actually, to see if this was an isolated occurrence, the applicants took photographs of the same places at roughly the same times on Labor Day weekend. And it's pretty much an identical result to what you've already seen. I can zoom in if there's anything you'd like to see, but on Saturday at 1:10, the water park has some traffic. It's not at capacity, but it does have some traffic. And the Fenwick Center is dead. At dinner time, the Fenwick Center's got a very robust business, and the water park is dead. And conversely, the same is true Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon and evening. The afternoon, the Fenwick Center's dead. The evening, it's busy. And in the afternoon, the water park's fairly busy. And the water park is, again, dead at the dinner, at the peak of the dinner hour.
Mr. Christenberry, you proposed a project that has 39 parking places.
Correct.
How did you get to that number, and how does that answer Mr. Cole's earlier question? What is the prospective need for parking at this particular site?
Based on a combination of the two uses, as they exist today, 26 spaces would be required. We contacted the World Water Park Association and requested their formula. Since the county does not offer a formula and the Urban Land Institute does not offer a formula, is there an industry standard that they recommend to contractors and others who build these facilities?
You should have told us this a half hour ago.
I wanted to end with a bang.
Sure, the excitement to build up, Mr. Coleman.
That's exactly it.
I am excited.
Well, oops. Sorry to move the excitement there. Let's see.
And what is the industry standard?
Quick. The industry standard that was expressed by the World Water Park Association is that the estimated parking required is the maximum facility capacity times 80% divided by 4 patrons per vehicle. When applying this calculation to your project, please keep in mind that it assumes 90%+ of the guests will arrive by a car. If a larger percentage of your patrons, project's patrons will come by other means, this calculation will overstate your parking demand. And I don't believe it's unreasonable to believe that between the Ocean City buses and all the hotels that more than 10% will be walking into the facility. Based on ticket sales, the average performance of the water park has been 70 patrons, which would recommend 14 parking spaces. Based on ticket sales at peak times, the peak capacity that the park has experienced has been 115 patrons, which would recommend 23 spaces. Based on the current conditions and with the completion of the improvements, the water park's maximum capacity would be 127 patrons, which would recommend 26 parking spaces. At the time when the water park is peaking at 26, the 13 spaces available to the mini golf are more than adequate because, as we saw earlier, when the water park was busy, golf was dead. And this is substantiated by the models established in a federal study, which directed us to get local data, which we've done. And this was all initiated by Chapter 115 of your zoning code. In conclusion.
So you followed that standard from that Water Park Association? Your calculation to come up with what is your numbers?
This is their calculation.
Using 90%?
80%.
Using
80%, you take 80%, okay. You take the maximum facility capacity, multiply it by 80%, and divide by 4 patrons per vehicle.
What you went over and took ticket sales or something, you didn't take the what is the maximum number of people? That's the unknown, what we don't know. You're playing with the numbers a little bit. Anyway, okay. I see that.
Okay.
I got it.
Actual numbers.
Doesn't say actual numbers. It says what to see. There's two. You know, there was a restaurant near me called the Sherry's something restaurant, and hardly anybody ever went. They changed the old mill. It didn't have enough parking before. It had ample parking. So, the reason they're changing this water park is because it's tired. It's old, right? And so, we don't know what the capacity is going to be. Estimated capacity of the new one will be. We can't base it on current ticket sales.
We didn't.
If you take a look at...
We did. Current ticket sales would indicate that...
Yeah, current ticket sales would be 100.
All right.
using 127 patrons, Mr. Coles, based upon actual use plus the completion of the improvements that are proposed. Now, the problem is that you only have so many people going down the slide, one at a time, landing in the area, no more than four at a time, and that's what's going to determine your capacity of use. Otherwise, you have patrons that are standing in line for long hours, but not using the facilities that they came to use.
Well, right now, like I said, Jungle Gym's they're across the street because their parking is not. I'm just saying, whatever parking they were calculated at is far from sufficient because.
If we had Jungle Gym's, we need 500 parking places.
I'm just saying, there's an example under whatever standard they use. Okay.
One other thing that this park does that's different from Jungle Gym's and Jolly Roger, as far as I know, is all the ticket sales are issued on either 1, 2, or 4 hour tickets. There are no all-day passes issued, and they intend to continue to operate that way because it allows them to be cost competitive. They have a smaller facility than the Jungle Gym's and the Jolly Roger, so in order to offer a more affordable ticket, they do cap the number of hours that you can stay in the park when you buy your ticket, and that keeps the parking circulating, keeps people moving out as new people move in. In conclusion, the application of Dansk LLC should be approved for the following reasons. The property is zoned C1 General Commercial, an area which has been determined to be appropriate for the application. The site is improved with a 30-year-old water park to be improved and a vacant site to be incorporated into the amusements. The site is immediately adjacent to commercial uses, including an existing commercial center, restaurants, go-kart track, and other attractions. The existing water park has operated for over 20 years with only 20 parking spaces. Based upon actual observations and industry standard calculations, the site would be adequately served, the improved site would be adequately served by 26 parking spaces. The conditional use proposes a minimum of 38 spaces. The addition of a mini golf course will bring peak traffic at times that do not coincide with water park peaks. That's been clearly demonstrated by the parking study. The Fenwick Center parking needs peak in the early evening dinner hour. At that time, the water parking demand is negligible. The parking problem experienced by the Fenwick Center appears to be the result of the three on-site restaurants' patron seating, not the applicant's use of its property. Any problems experienced by the Fenwick Center are not the result of the existing water park. Great. Finally, approval of this conditional use will not adversely impact the character of the neighborhood because a location has been reviewed and approved by the Delaware Department of Transportation in the town of Fenwick Island. B, the project incorporates fencing to provide for a safer pedestrian traffic circulation along Virginia Avenue, improving vehicular circulation as well. C, the project relocates the existing entrance to a safer location along Virginia Avenue. D, the project includes the use of fencing and landscaping to provide a buffer from adjacent residential properties. And D, no regulatory wetlands exist on the project site. Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Christenberry. Gentlemen, a couple housekeeping things from the legal department, because I know you've been excited by the parking study.
Yeah, I missed half of that.
Can you stay with us, Mr. Cole? I'll get you. First things first, for the benefit of Mr. Britton, I'd like to incorporate all the exhibits that we've submitted tonight into the record of these proceedings, as well as all the exhibits that were submitted during the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Planning and Zoning Minutes. The next thing I'd like to point out to you is, as Ken has pointed to this conclusion page, I have one also that I've submitted that deals with proposed findings of fact and conditions that I think that are appropriate and will suggest to you as a starting point for the approval of this particular project. I want to address what I think is conceptually the most difficult part of this presentation. Because we're looking at a non-conforming use at the Fenwick Center, which exists in a different zoning jurisdiction, and the water park that existed as a non-conforming use before it became C1 in Sussex County, we have old uses that have modern problems. What the opposition will soon come forward and tell you is that they have congestion and parking problems. I'd like to think that after all that we have had to say this evening, we understand that we're not the only part of the problem, and in fact we're proposing a solution for a portion of the problem that exists at this site. There is a defined standard for parking at this particular project, and that's based upon 115.1 65, the shared parking requirements of the Sussex County zoning ordinance, and the standards imposed by the Water Park and Amusement Association. The temptation for you to sit here tonight and listen to everything that we have to say and everything that the opponents have to say is to get into micromanaging the parking issue. I don't think you can do it. I don't know that any of us can do it. But ultimately, that becomes a site plan issue that goes to the commission as it resolves how all the various components of this particular project are fit on this particular site. Is it, as Mr. Cole points out, the cantilever tubes over the parking? Is it the way the parking is put in diagonals? Is it where the dumpster is? What do we do about screening for protection of the citizens that are adjacent, that have residential properties, that don't want to see here, smile, or whatever that goes on with this particular amusement park? All site plan issues. All site plan issues to be dealt with at the appropriate jurisdiction, the Planning Commission. For you, the big issue is this. We have a C1 general commercial district in which there are C1 general commercial uses, but for bungee jumping, we wouldn't be here tonight. We would be doing site plan review. And I'd like for you to keep that in mind. We have an approved use and an approved zoning district. Thank you. I have with me three gentlemen who are the principals of the corporation that own this project. I have Mr. Kristen Barrett and myself, all of whom are available for questions that have not yet been asked.
I requested Mr. Kristen Barrett, possibly, and maybe you can do it tonight. You said you could get on the computer and go to Ocean City. That's local data. Could you, for just my curiosity, you gave us Fenwick.
Do you have wireless internet, or does that computer have internet, sir?
We're routed.
How about we do it within 48 hours?
Are we wireless in here?
We're wireless.
Yeah, we're wireless.
Do you
need
a password? It's like a phone.
What's your password?
I don't have a password. I don't even have it yet. I just
that land screen in conclusion. Is it in one of these books?
I don't know if it is.
It is not.
Oh, okay.
The executive summary is.
I know.
But that is not in there.
If you don't, you can submit it then later because it's deferred. We don't have to have it tonight. But if you made it sound like it might be easy, if it is, get it.
Get on the internet.
All right. Because I think it'll be another attorney talking. He'll probably talk a long time, too.
Have any questions of Mr. Schrader or the other gentleman who were with him?
May I get the other attorney up, please?
Conclude your presentation.
Can you turn those lights back on?
I'm done, Mr. Griffin.
It's kind of dark out there. Mr. Weidman's still there.
Still there. Here. He's hiding. Wow.